8-3-8 Cintron on the Fan. Absolute Cintron on the overnight. Number to join, 888-808-1019. Got Fleeks behind the glass. You know, sometimes coming in the studio, there are nights that are, or mornings, that are more special than others. Well, this is one of them. Oh, baby. Historic. The New York Knicks pull off the greatest comeback in Knicks playoff history. A 44-11 run. The biggest comeback in playoff history for the Knicks since 1970. And what happened that season? Oh, that's right. They ended it with a championship. You know, I kept thinking about, as I was watching that fourth quarter in overtime, what is Kenny Atkinson doing? What are you doing? Over and over and over, the Knicks attacked James Harden. It only took him 3.5 quarters to realize it. Go after the beard. Attack him. Like I said in yesterday's show, he was definitely at Gallagher's the way he was playing. And Jalen Brunson. And there was a lot of you that had your finger on the power button of your remote control with 7.5 minutes to go down 22. I got a bunch of messages from you. My friends, social media. Oh, I got them. And I'm not going to lie, I was one of them. I was pissed off after watching the Mets disaster in between commercial breaks. I was frustrated watching that Knicks game last night. And then I looked down at Gizmo. And instead of going to the remote, I picked him up and sat him next to me on the couch. And I said, let's turn this around. And Jalen Brunson, there's times when it's annoying when he goes one-on-one. But down 22, what the hell do you got to lose? So you put James Harden on an island, Brunson Island, and he was cooking him. Play after play, play after play, just straight up cooking him. Had James Harden doing the cha-cha-cha. Had James Harden doing the Macarena. Had no idea what was going on. James Harden was a lost puppy looking for his owner. And his owner was Jalen Brunson cooking him over and over again. Now, it took 3.5 quarters for the Knicks to wake up, knock the rust off of their 9-day vacation, which they earned, destroying the Hawks after being down 2-1, which they earned, smoking the Philadelphia 76ers. You could see it early on. The three-point shots, way off. Josh Hart, way off. Jalen Brunson, way off. And still they had the lead at the end of the first quarter, holding the Cavs to their lowest amount of points in a quarter this season, 23-16. Second quarter, Cavs got going. Spider Mitchell doing his little spider web thing. What happened to the spider webs now? Donovan Mitchell, his last field goal in that game was 8:19 left in the fourth quarter. I guess he lost his webs. James Harden, the man of the night. In the final 13 minutes of game one, James Harden, Donovan Mitchell, 3 points. Jalen Brunson, him, 17. You talk about putting a team on your back and saying, let's go. And let's not forget the cast, the supporting cast. Landry Shamet, amazing. But before that, it was a man who's been criticized around these parts for the last two seasons as a Knick. And rightfully so, afraid of contact. Timid, inconsistent offensively. But ever since the end of that Hawks series and that Sixers series, he's been a man on a mission. And this is the Bridges that we traded for. Those five picks that Net fans were glowing about and gloating about and raving about. Well, you can have them. You want five more? You can have five more picks. Take 10 picks. That 3-pointer, his two threes, especially the one with the shot clock running down where he was dribbling the lane, then dribbled back out and threw it up. Bang. And then from the corner against James Harden's horrendous closeout, bang. And it was a year ago being in that building of 14 with a little over 2:30 left to go. Knicks fan celebrator. I was one of them. And the heartbreak that followed, that Halliburton bounce. Boing. That ball took forever to go up, and that ball took forever to come down. And it went in. And it went to overtime, and the Knicks lost. Bonehead play after bonehead play after bonehead play. They lost that game. They choked it. And a year later, the Cleveland Cavaliers returned the favor and choked it away. A 22-point lead. Let me repeat that. A 22-point lead in the fourth quarter. A team down by 22 points in the fourth quarter was 1-594. Down 22 in the fourth. That changed last night. The Cleveland Cavaliers were 28-1 when leading heading into the fourth quarter. We'll make it 28-2. Jalen Brunson with 38 points, 15 in the fourth quarter. Absolutely cooking James Harden. The Knicks were 4 for 23 in the first three quarters from three-point range. Just putrid. I want to say another word, but I don't want to get thrown off the airwaves. In the fourth quarter in overtime, 8 for 13 from downtown. A 30-8 run to force overtime. And before the fourth quarter, my biggest nightmare was coming true with the Knicks in the Cavs series. I said, my biggest fear with the Cavs is them shooting the three ball. They have shooters. Merrill, Wade, Harden, Mitchell, Mobley to a certain extent from the corner for the three. But I'd give them that all day long. And they started to cook. Schroeder. They have shooters that can knock down the three. And they were finding it. The Knicks were attacking way too high on the double teams trapping. And the Cavs were swinging to the weak side. Bang, 3-point in the corner. It was happening over and over and over again. I'm like, this is my biggest fear. This is what I fear would happen. And then the Knicks woke up. Like I said, you got to give credit where credit is due. Landry Shamet, last night's game. Plus 25. In for Josh Hart, who was a minus 23. Another thing that I was like, are the Cavs not that confident in themselves? The Knicks were down 14 and they're doing Hakimich. Down 14, the Cavs are doing Hakimich. Mitchell Robinson was a minus 8 last night. McBride, nothing off the bench. Alvarado, who McBride credited after the game. Credited him after the game. For keeping the guys engaged, talking to the starters, and keeping the energy up. The things that don't show up in a box score. An amazing night at Madison Square Garden. OG Anunoby, 9 of the 14 points in the fourth quarter. I noticed video of him having his leg wrapped on the sideline. Of course, he's trying to keep the hamstring good. Of course. But last night, that crowd, to start the game, even to the fourth quarter, when the Knicks were down 22, let's be honest, everybody was like, this is over. Everyone. You can't sit here with a straight face and say, oh, I thought they were going to come back. Back in the day, there's nowhere in hell they would have came back. It's a different NBA now. And that's the tiny glimmer of hope I held on to. It's a different NBA. Just got to get some stops. Nothing was falling for 3.5 quarters from downtown. Nothing was working. The Cavs had all the answers. Their defense was spectacular. Shutting down the Knicks. Karl-Anthony Towns committed 2 stupid fouls. 2 dumbass fouls. One on the Jared Allen flagrant, but the Cavs challenged and said, he held his arm, and it was taken off the board. And then it was another one. I forget it was driving to the paint, wide open lane, and Karl-Anthony Towns wants to play handsy and grabs Jared Allen's arm again, or Mobley's arm, one of the two big men. And it's negated. No score. And that's why I tweeted out Karl-Anthony Towns is lucky that game got to the fourth quarter, went to overtime. He would have been scapegoated for sure. But that didn't happen. The New York Knicks. What a historic comeback last night at Madison Square Garden. And now the question is, are the Cavs cooked? Donovan Mitchell's comments after the game. You know, we lost the game. It's just one game. We could have lost by 40. This was not just a loss. This was your opportunity to steal game one versus the hottest team in the playoffs. A team that's been running through every single team they've played. Every game, historically putting up numbers, historically beating asses, historically doing it. And you had them dead. Dead, up 22, the Garden silent. You can hear Tracy Morgan fart. That's how quiet it was at Madison Square Garden, down 22. And you let them get back up off the canvas and knock you out. And still, that Sam Merrill three at the buzzer. Man, I was nervous. I don't want to see that guy take any wide open shots. He scares me the most on Cleveland. Every time he's wide open, I feel like it's going in. And even Mike Breen went, Merrill, back. Oh, no, it's out. Go listen to the audio. I just have a question. Before we get to the calls, at 888-808-1019. MSG at that restaurant. I'd love to walk in. This would be me. Welcome to MSG. When may I take your order? The waitress says to me. Say, who's the chef tonight? He or she tells me, Mr. Brunson. You know what my order would be? I would love a nice order of fried Harden because that beard was getting burned. All fourth quarter, he had no answer. And James Harden, the one we knew would show up eventually in the playoffs, had more turnovers than field goals. And when that happens in the playoffs, the Cavs are 0-6. Brunson was cooking. And what was on the menu was Harden gumbo. Do the Cavs bounce back? They still have an opportunity for a sweep. But the team that we saw before the 9-day layoff showed up halfway through the fourth quarter. It took them 3.5 quarters to knock the rust off. It took them 3.5 quarters to wake up. And as the saying goes, better late than never. Now I'm not going to sit here and say this is over in 4 or 5. I want to see what happens in game 2. I said if they split, it'll go 7. I still stand by that if they split. But I also said if it Knicks up 2-0, it's not going to 7. If the Knicks go up 2-0, game 3 in Cleveland, for the Cavaliers who tried to keep the Knicks fans out, you're in store for an invasion. And it's tough for you that it's on a weekend. Because a weeknight might have been different. Oh, it's a weekend. It's a holiday weekend. And Knicks fans are traveling to Cleveland. Get the grills ready. Get the grills ready, Cleveland. Because if you go down 0-2 to the Knicks, we're going to be partying Memorial Day night in Cleveland with the brooms out.